Mr. Neal, this is Vezdan, V-E-Z-D-A-N. Okay, sir, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing this morning, sir. And based on the information that we have, this is for the one allegation on your warrant. And we have information showing that you were notified of this hearing back on November the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you, but we don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are two board members participating on your panel today, and they are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room the gentleman that you should be able to see now. That is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today, sir. Mr. Bezdan and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, and at this time, the department requests to make an amendment to the community supervision end date. At the bottom of the warrant, there was a typo. It should be March 1st, 2018.
And that's at the end of the warrant, sir? March?
It currently states January 29th, 2018.
Okay. Just want to make sure that I put it in the right place here. Okay. Okay, sir. We have you. Okay. Okay, we're going to move forward. Okay, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? Okay, it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Kingman Parole Office on October 30th, 2017, as directed on October 26th, 2017, to report to the Kingman Parole Office immediately upon release from Mojave County Jail. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Bezdan, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
By the determination of this board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision, and that you were delinquent, that you had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. So now we're going to prepare to go into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by receiving information coming from the Department of Corrections given to us by Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby, sir.
Mr. Bezdan was released from DOC on September 29th, 2017. He was arrested November 3rd, 2017 by Lake Havasu City PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on March 3rd, 2017. With an adjusted CCD of March 5th, 2018, which reflects four abscondes. Current conviction, 2015, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years. Prior conviction, 2009, theft of means of transportation, 5 years. This is the second term in DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Nazi Lowriders. Prior terms of supervision, 2002, IAC transfer from California, 4 months, return to sending state. 2012, TIS release of absconder, 30 days, arrested in Palm Springs, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary has been moderate, with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 1987, robbery, California. Felony conviction, state prison. 1990, controlled substance, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1990, robbery, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1992, theft of vehicle, California, disposition unknown. 1992, two counts of burglary, California, felony conviction, state prison. 1995, DUI, California, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1995, robbery, two counts, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2003, burglary, first degree, disposition unknown, California. 2005, parole violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2006, parole violation, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2007, theft, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2008, theft of means of transportation, Arizona, disposition unknown. His community risk score is a G6V7.
Thank you so very much, sir. Okay, we're back to you, sir. We want to just talk with you for a few moments and then let you tell us anything that you would like to share with the board this morning. Based on information that we have, when you were released, you were to placement was obtained with Laura Woodward, and we have the phone number, which I will not read, and that will be in Lake Havasu. And then you requested no other changes. Did you remain with that address all while you were out, sir?
Yeah, but then things, yes, but then things went bad, and I couldn't stay there anymore.
So what happened after then? What went bad, and why didn't you want to stay there anymore, sir?
Me and her husband don't get along very well.
Okay.
And rather than escalate anything or cause a problem with my sister, I couldn't stay there anymore. And then when I was released, nobody told me about the warrant that I was arrested for failure to pay fines. The last time I had been to that court, I turned in my community service hours, and they told me I was done, so there would be no reason for me to even think that I had a warrant. And all the police officers in Havasu pretty much know me just by the way I vote. So I was on my way to my drug class, the SAGE class, and officer pulled over, ran my name, and found there was a misdemeanor warrant for failure to pay fines. So they arrested me, and I went to the county jail, and Mr. Jacob Lester came down and seen me, and signed some papers, and I called home, and I actually called home and told my sister, told my parole officer that they arrested me for that. And he said, come down after I was done with court, and they would reevaluate my stay in the community. I went to court. They released me on Friday, and it was dark, so I know the office was closed. And Mojave County doesn't have any public transit, like big cities or anything like that, buses. So it's not like I could just jump on a bus and get back to Havasu. I wound up getting a ride with somebody else that was released. And like I said, I couldn't go back to my sister's house. So I was just kind of hanging out at a friend's house here and there, and I had no way to get back to the parole office on Monday to see him, because like I said, it was a Friday that they let me go. So I just ran. There's nothing but excuses. None of my excuses, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. I was down in it.
But when you ran, so when you left, what basically? I know you were moving around with friends and others, but were you basically homeless? Would you put it that way?
I was homeless. I was just hanging out. You can see me. I stick out like a sore thumb. It didn't last but a couple of days. The first police officer that sees me, they all know why they arrested me. So then my parole officer came down to the county jail again at lunchtime and told me in a halfway house, and then her DOC came and got me and brought me here. So I thought I was going to halfway house, but apparently not.
So you're pretty well known in that part of the world. They know who you are, and so they just come by and pick you up whenever they want to, because you're pretty well known.
I don't know if you have a picture of me there, but I stick out like a sore thumb.
We don't have a picture of you here, but because on the screen you look pretty normal on the screen, sir. We didn't see that. Okay, yes, sir. You are. It is pretty conspicuous,
yeah,
sir.
All over my face, everywhere.
Yes, sir.
So
I see what you're saying there. Yes, sir. I was wondering there for a while, because as long as you keep that cap on, nobody ever knows. So that was.
Well, the cheeks, you can't see them because the phone's up there, but the cheeks are done too, and so is the chin. So, like I said, I don't last very long. I stick out like a sore thumb.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to see if my distinguished colleague, the Honorable Mr. Neal, might have any questions for you at this time, sir. Mr. Neal, sir.
No, sir.
Mr. Neal has no questions for you, sir. But we're going to come towards the end of your hearing, but we want to give you an opportunity to make any further statements. Well, let me just ask one other question before I do that. Did you have any employment at all while you were out, sir?
No, sir. I was only out 33 days.
Okay, and you didn't have any UAs. Therefore, as we come towards the end of your hearing, we want to give you an opportunity, sir, to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board this morning, sir?
No, sir, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. And at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and we'll be back to you shortly with the determination of the board. This is a very unfortunate situation, as Dan says, that, you know, he's pretty conspicuous, especially up in that neck of the woods, and so he just ended up returning to the Department of Corrections. It went through a process for him to get back to the Department of Corrections, but it just did not work out. I think that if he had not been so conspicuous, maybe it would have worked out. But since it didn't work out, just my feeling, and we always just speak as independent board members, I think it would be best for him just to complete his term. It'd be out in March, and then hopefully he would have a plan together, and then he wouldn't have to report again to the Department of Corrections based on information that we know at this time. He would be out on his own, and then he can do whatever he needs to do, and make his own decisions at that point. But at this point, I will ask my distinguished colleague, Honorable Mr. Neal, if there might be further discussion that he would like to make at this time.
No, sir.
Okay, thank you so very much. Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Bizarre violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways, inasmuch as he was moving around and we were not quite sure at all time. I said, the Department of Corrections, what was going on at all times. Therefore, I'm going to move further to revoke this community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
By the unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. I owe you going to be out on March the 5th. I said the 15th, but it's March the 5th. 2018, which is just a few months away. And at that time, as I've stated before, you won't be on supervision. You won't have to report to a parole officer. I can't speak otherwise because, as you say, you're conspicuous. But otherwise, if you don't get in any more trouble, you will be out on your own. And we wish you the best and good luck. And we hope to never see you again in earnest, sir. And your hearing is over. Thank you, sir. And if you would be kind enough to put the CO3 back on, we certainly appreciate it.